Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit is murdered. It was already late into the day when Giovanni stirred within his cave. As soon as he perceived that it was full daylight, he knew that the dead man would be gone. He had always had a disarming habit of coming and going at the least provocation. Oh well, it didn't matter, he thought, as he stretched out on the desert floor. He looked up idly at the smoked stained roof of the low cave. He wondered just what it would feel like to have the entire cave fall on top of someone. Suddenly, he bolted upright as he remembered the words of the dead man to him last night. I will give you 24 hours to atone for your sins. And it was already late into the day. Giovanni scurried up and stood at the entrance to the cave. He took a long, caressing look down into the Mesilla Valley. He thought of all of the people that he had met in this New Mexico territory. He had been moved by encounters with Billy the Kid, Bishop Lamy, Padre Martinez of Taos, José de Gracia González, Eugenio Romero of Las Vegas, as well as his talented son, Margarito. He had done battle with the lady at the well, the spirit of Doña Tules, with angels and demons on El Salto, and fended off mudos on the desert floor. He had befriended the mystics of the Penitente Brotherhood, the blind man of Santa Fe, and the Matachines of Bernalillo. He had wept over the iniquities of the Pecos Valley and its mistreatment of the crypto Jews. He had interviewed Chief Victorio and Kit Carson. He had heard the tales of villains in Elizabethtown and of a murdered Governor Bent. Only recently had he met with Padre José Cabeza de Vaca of La Mesilla and solved the baffling riddle of the mystery stone. He had talked to a dead man. All of these thoughts crowded into the mind of the holy hermit on this his last afternoon in New Mexico as he gazed out on the desert floor. He would not be able to make the trek into Mexico and take a ship back home to Italy to be reconciled with his past. Giovanni smiled sadly as he came to the realization that his life journey was at an end. Oh, he exclaimed suddenly, shattering the silence. He had forgotten to deliver the pouch of gold to the owner of the stolen horse. He would have to make haste to complete his task. Still, he thought, first things first. Since he had gotten up late, he hadn't had a chance to complete his morning prayers. He knelt down with his arms outstretched and raised, facing the back wall of the cave. Mea culpa, my God, for all of the sins that I have committed, both the great and the small, from the time that I was born to the time that I kneel repentant before you now. Mercy, he mumbled. His eyes were closed in deepest devotion. From outside the cave, he was being watched by a pair of eyes that could see the pouch of gold lying at his side. The person inched quietly toward the man in prayer, with dagger upraised. Giovanni had just completed the last supplication of the Lord's Prayer, "But deliver us from evil," when the dagger came down on him squarely between the shoulder blades. He fell forward into the dust, his very bones having been pinned to the ground by the force of the stab wound. The intensity of the blow also caused the holy hermit to impale himself on the spiked girdle that he was wearing so that he was quite pierced from both sides. Giovanni made not a sound as his life blood gushed out of him and watered the desert floor. He clawed at the soft earth within the cave, grabbing fistfuls of ashes. His blood flowed quickly down, and once again it mingled with the water from his dripping spring. He had been martyred in his beloved New Mexico, having become the victim of greed and rage. That night, a light failed to be lit at the entrance to his cave. Down in Las Cruces, Don Ramon paced unsteadily. He had extracted a promise from Giovanni that he would kindle a fire every night to let him know that he was fine. It was already late into the night, and there was no familiar flame burning at the cave. Ramon Gonzalez mounted his bay horse and rode haphazardly through the mesquite shrubs, knowing all the while that there was evil in the wind. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.